Then-candidate Trump campaigned for it, and as president, he's still pushing for the wall to be paid for. Tuesday night, President Trump threatened a government shutdown if the southern border wall is not paid for. But what about the economics of it all? Take a listen to the Daily Briefing.
On the economics of a government shutdown if the wall is not paid for, the president likes to talk about how the economy is doing well under his watch. If there is a government shutdown, people could be laid off or for a moment, or some people could lose their jobs. Talk to us about the economics. What does he view the economics of it with this wall for the average American that he's fighting for?
I'm not going to get into the weeds on that, but I know that the president is probably one of the strongest presidents we've had on economic issues. There's a reason that over a million jobs have been created since he took office. There's a reason that the unemployment is at a 16-year low. There's a reason that the stock market is at an all-time high. He's very committed to job creation, economic growth, and he's going to continue to do that.
On the other side of the aisle, Gene Sperling, former national economic advisor for then-President Barack Obama, says that this president, Donald J. Trump, is coasting on the residue of what President Obama left for Donald J. Trump. April Ryan, AURN News.